The link between May 21st and the Feast of Purim, March of 2012. There's a great deal of biblical evidence that confirms May 21st, 2011 as Judgment Day. The year 2011 was 7,000 years exactly from Noah's flood in 4990 BC, and the flood began on the 17th day of the second month of Noah's calendar. Now, May 21st, 2011 was the 23rd year of the Great Tribulation, which began on May 21st of 1988. And May 21st, 2011 was also the 17th day of the second month of the Hebrew biblical calendar. And that day, May 21st, 2011, was the landing spot for the end of the 7,000-year space from the flood. So May 21st, 2011 was Judgment Day, and on that day, God shut the door of salvation to the world, as he had shut the door to the ark 7,000 years earlier. The book of Esther reveals that Haman, who was a type of Satan, was humiliated and hanged on the 17th day of the second month, and spiritually speaking, this is the equivalent date to May 21st of 2011. And the book of Esther also instructs us that Mordecai, who was a type of Christ, was exalted on the 17th day of the second month. Spiritually, that's the equivalent date to May 21st, 2011. And the book of Esther also reveals that there is a timeline from Haman's death, the 17th day of the second month, in this case May 21st, until an appointed day of destruction on the 13th day of the 12th month. Now the date selected by Lot, the 12th month, 13th day, spiritually points to the fullness of time, the number 12, and the end of the world, the number 13. The Feast of Purim is chosen by the Lord as the day in which his people, which typify the elect, are to take vengeance and slay all of their enemies, and this can only refer to the end of the world. The Feast of Purim, by the way, is the Feast of Lots. The word Purim means lots. The timeline that's found in the book of Esther goes from the 17th day of the second month until the 13th day of the 12th month. And when we transfer that to our calendar, it is May 21st, 2011, until March 7th, 8th, 9th of 2012. Purim is a three-day feast, and we can reference that in the book of Esther, chapter 9. And since Purim is a three-day feast, it'll result in all the world being on some portion of the feast at the same time. Some of the key elements to Purim in the book of Esther are the day chosen by Lot arrives, and then the Jews stand for their lives, and then the Jews destroy all of their enemies, and then the Jews rest afterwards. After slaying all their enemies, God's people rest. And this points to the end of the world after all the enemies of the kingdom of God are destroyed and the elect enter into an eternal rest. And this Feast of Purim identifies with the conquest of the land of Canaan. Joshua and the people of Israel first had to slay their enemies. We reference that in Joshua chapter 11, verse 20, and then they rested in Joshua chapter 11, verse 23. And finally, the promised land of Canaan, the inheritance, was divided to Israel by Lot. We reference that in Joshua chapter 14, verse 2, chapter 15, verse 1, chapter 16, verse 1, and on. And elsewhere in the Bible, when we look at Daniel chapter 12, verse 13, God instructs Daniel, "But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest, and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." For more in-depth studies into the book of Esther and the Feast of Purim, and how the Bible is pointing towards March of 2012 as possibly being the end, please visit ebiblefellowship.com and click on Studies.